So I asked my friend a really difficult question. I sent this to him on an IM and I said, or a DM, I guess, and I said, I have a really hard question for you. And I sent him the link to the Rocket Power theme song, and I said, is this a good song? Is that a question that you yourself had when you were listening to it?
Indirectly.
Indirectly? What were you thinking?
I thought that the Rocket Power theme song would have been better than I remembered.
Yeah. So we could unpack our relationship with the Rocket Power song. I mean, I'm sorry, with the Rocket Power as a show. But while the song was happening, I'll just tell you my reaction. I thought, and this is what my friend said too, so we're on the same page. The music, the instrumentals actually sounded good. Like I wrote down some notes, like nice drum and bass, kind of like house or dance style, some cool guitars in there. But the vocals were just really bizarre to me. And the lyrics were just, I felt very lazy. Do you have those lyrics handy? Can you read those for our audience?
I can pull them up.
Okay, I would appreciate that because I don't even know what they were, but I just remember hearing them and thinking these don't really make any sense.
We are riders on a mission, action kids in play
Play
position.
position, that's the thing that threw me off, yeah.
Rocket power, rocket power.
Is that it?
We our riders on a mission, action kids in fun condition. Prepare to count down, rocket power.
Oh, I changed my mind. That's pure poetry then.
It's beautiful. And then it says the Mr. Doves version.
Is it
Doves? I
some
don't
sort of
know.
remix?
Is just the first verse twice. So he doesn't change up in the second
To keep it
verse.
simple.
Very.
I'll mention that the theme music was by Mark Mothersbaugh of the band Devo, who's, a pioneer in new wave music. He also did the music for Rugrats, which I thought was
Oh,
great.
interesting.
Also, no lyrics in that theme, and I thought that this theme song could have been similar. Did not need lyrics. It didn't tell me
Agreed.
anything about the show. It is what it is. That really set the tone for me, though. But before I
Oh.
get into that, do you want to talk about your relationship to the show Rocket Power from Nickelodeon?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember watching Rocket Power as a youngster. I don't remember watching it a ton. I remember shows like The Rugrats and Wild Thornberries, as well as Hey Arnold a little bit more. But I do have some memories of Rocket Power, and there was a few moments and things in the show that I it instantly brought me back when it came up.
Like the vibes.
Like Hula Burgers in the Shore Shack, that stuff. Boogity
Some of the
Woogity.
iconography. I do not have a relationship with this show. I think it aired as I was starting to age out of Nickelodeon type things, but even though I was younger than my friends, I think I started to make that transition a little earlier than they did. There's not as a value judgment or anything there. It just sort of is what it is. I've always really varied my television taste, but for some reason, Rocket Power just didn't really appeal to me. And watching it tonight, I think I kind of got a sense of why. But we can go into that as we break down the episode. Do you have any air date information? Do you know when this
I
first aired?
do.
And what the episode number is and
Yeah,
such?
so we watched season 2, episode 8A and 8B. We watched it on dailymotion.com, and it actually listed it as season 2, episode 6, but there's a discrepancy with Wikipedia. I just
Oh.
wanted to make that very clear.
Were there like banned episodes or something like that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Although I did find a fun fact, which I was going to share at the end, but I'll share it right now, which is the only fun fact I have about the show, is the pilot was produced but never aired.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But yeah, so this episode was released on January 19th, 2001. This is season two, so there was four seasons, and it went from August of 99 to July of 2004. And in my mind, had that spread a little bit earlier. I thought more late 90s to early, like, 2002, maybe.
This makes sense to me. I mean, for my personal story, this is, like, sort of... this was, like, the era in which my young childhood was ending prematurely. So that makes sense why I was into this so much.
And it's interesting that I wasn't more into it, because I feel...
Oh, it was in that as wheelhouse for you.
That should have been the timing. But I also would love to kind of do a comparison of what other shows were out at this time. And maybe they just captured my attention more.
Oh, that's a good idea. Audience, for those not aware, Krista is 47 years younger than I am. So
there it is, everyone.
No.
There it is.
No, that's not even a put down on you, because at this point I just feel ancient. You're like regular age, and I feel quite old.
The old man in the podcaster.
The old man in the sea. The polluted sea.
What?
Wow. So.
We've got some foreshadowing going on.
With that, one thing I noticed about this was that the title aired before the segment. And I couldn't remember if it was one of those shows that has like two segments or two sort of things, which I know a lot of Nickelodeon shows do. I think the Rugrats might have been like that. Makes sense for a young audience, you know. You don't have to think about a plot line for 30 minutes. You just get the two 15-minute ones, or less than that. I have on my notes, I'm not huge on titles before a show unless it's a quote from it. Like, for instance, The Wire and The West Wing would show you some words on a black screen before it started, and you'd think, okay, that's a quote. Like, I wonder at what point I'm going to hear that, or what could the context possibly be? So you're getting excited. The title, we should mention on Daily Motion, to avoid copyright infringement, they mirrored it, so everything appeared backwards, which is fine for the most part. Although in a few points you do see text, especially with obviously with the titles.
Yep.
I think the title for this was Good Housekeeping Sale, is that correct?
Good Housekeeping Seal.
Okay, there you go, that's the pun. Okay, because at first I was like, what? Okay. All right. So that is
title of the episode.
Another thing I have on here right off the bat, the show is too loud. Both in color, like the sky is not blue, the sky is some sort of orange perpetually.
Okay.
Lots of colors, which I mean that's okay, but the sonically very loud. If I recall, it starts off with them in the middle of the ocean just sort of laying on their boards. When they meet the seal, you have background music going on. It's very loud.
Yeah, the music I definitely noticed.
Lots of waves crashing, but not in the relaxing way you might associate with the beach. There's like a seal, like making noises and licking people, and it's very loud, I thought. Did you have any thoughts on the sonic nature of the show?
I feel like it fit in for this group of kids and the fact that they're doing, you know, surfing and roller skating and just hanging out, summer vibes. It wasn't the relaxing beach vibe. It was more of the like upbeat vibe. But I do agree. It is a lot as an adult to look back and watch it. You're like, whoa, it's a little bit of overload. But I will say the color piece I think is very indicative of like late 90s style.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'll mention too, I've never been to Hawaii, which is where this takes place.
Does it take place in Hawaii?
I think I read that.
Oh, okay, because I was trying to figure that out, because it's very, it also has some Southern California vibes.
Yeah, I googled, like, which race every character is, or which ethnicity, rather. They are different ones, because... three of the children are brown and one is white, but the brother and the sister are Hawaiian and white, because you meet their father.
Yeah.
And the Twister, he's a Latino child. So I was like, wow, I feel like truly represented by this like child that just surfs and skateboards all day. Really proud. But, yeah, I don't know. Do you want to go into the plot?
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, we can go through the plot, but I'm not going to go as in-depth as we usually do because
there's
it is...
There's not a whole lot, yeah.
It's not, there's not a lot there. It starts out, like you said, they're surfing. Yeah. And Twister, also known as Twist, thinks there's a
Twist
shark.
Twist Rodriguez is his full name, I found on the shows. Not on the Wikipedia proper, but sometimes these shows have, like, wikis.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's not a shark, it's a seal. And basically they name him Bruce.
Because he doesn't
look like a Walter.
Walter, which is a running gag. And it runs for like a minute.
They are kind of go back to shore with the seal. The seal is following them. And the lifeguard makes them say goodbye because, you know, hanging out with sea animals is not good for the animals.
No, not good for them.
Right here, Twist is really bummed out. And the whole gang is going to go get Hula Burgers, like I mentioned, which
yes.
I want to know what a Hula Burger is.
That sounds delicious. I actually had a burger with pineapple on it recently.
Oh,
so good.
Yum. Pineapple is my favorite fruit, and I've been really into pineapple and shrimp on the grill.
Okay.
Like a nice garlic sauce. Very good.
It sounds pretty good.
So Hula Burgers.
Also, I think that might be a reference to the movie Pulp Fiction. I think there's like a fictional fast food place there, and I think that's what they eat in there. So if that is the case, that's definitely a reference that would go over most kids' heads.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it. The very infamous.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a big Kahuna Burger in Pulp Fiction, but it's a fictional Hawaiian themed fast food restaurant. So maybe that's what they were thinking. I don't know.
Yeah. Shore Shack is where they're eating. And it's, I believe Reggie and Otto's dad's restaurant. Here, they share their experience with the seal.
Oh, yes.
Also, Twist ditches his friends because he's, you know, super bummed. Wink, wink. And he's, you know, going to end up going. Oh my god.
Okay.
Twist is bummed, so he's gonna ditch his friends, but he ends up going to the pier, which this made me think of the, I'm blanking on the name. What's the pier outside of LA?
Oh, Santa Monica Pier?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Santa Monica. That's why I was confused, of where this location was. It, like, went back and forth for me, but nonetheless...
You know why I knew it wasn't LA? I don't think you see a car in the entire show.
Yeah, that's also very true. But yeah, so Twist is, you know, goes to the pier. He's bummed. And who is there but Bruce? So Twist ends up going to find his friends, meets up with them at the skate park.
Can I mention something before that?
Yes.
When the kids are telling...
Yeah.
Reggie and Otto's father about this. He's like, whoa. And then the father's friend, who I guess also works at the shack, was like, oh, that reminds me of Big Harold or whatnot.
Big Herbie.
Big Herbie. You're so good at this, but...
I write things down.
That's really good. I'm like Jay-Z. I don't write anything down. I actually do write things down. I just didn't write that down. But... he's like, well, who's Big Herbie, man? And he was explaining to him that they used to surf together. And they came across like a beluga whale. And they like would sit on his head. A blue whale.
And the only reason I'm correcting you on the type of whale is because I Googled it. Blue whales are not common in Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I wouldn't think. Aren't blue whales from like the Antarctic or something?
I thought they were cold water whales. Colder water whales.
Yeah. Where are they found?
Because
I think about like that classic blue whale in New York City at the Natural History Museum. It's so big.
Blue whales are found in all oceans except the Arctic.
Oh, well, there
Thank
you go.
Thank you.
Have you ever been whale watching, Krista?
Yes, and I want to share that experience. I don't know. North Atlantic. I think it just depends on the time of year.
Okay.
But it seems like maybe a little bit cooler.
Colder water, for sure, yeah.
They're huge, though.
They're so big.
Whale watching. Yeah, I went on a whale watching tour a few years ago when I was visiting Rhode Island. I had never been on Rhode Island, yeah.
Rhode Morgenstein Island. Morgenstern.
Rhode Island, and I... First of all, I love being out on the water and or by the water, on the water, on boats. It's just happy place. Not as much. I'm not a big swimmer. I don't know. But okay. I like being like near
adjacent.
It. Yeah. And we went out and, you know, they tell you like sometimes you don't see them.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you get like a refund or like another try. And we were there. Interesting. Yeah, because I think, I mean, it's not like a cheap event. It's not like $10. It's like a $50 ticket.
Wow.
But we went out there and they're like, if you look on the horizon, you'll see like the mist, I guess, from the blowhole. And we saw it. And then we saw whales and it was, they got pretty close to us. Not as like, not like so close jumping, but close enough where you saw them. And it was I'm going to sound corny, but it was magical in a sense. Like,
yeah,
it was awesome to see. They were so big and just like something I never thought I would actually experience. I would definitely do it again. I would do it, especially like figuring out where it's like what time of year is more popular. But very, very cool. Like I would recommend, especially if you see them, but I know that other people have gone and not seen them.
The dad says, wait a minute, didn't we befriend like a bunch of seagulls or something?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down here in my notes, the dad is a stoner.
Mm.
Do you agree with that accusation?
I mean, it's interesting that you bring that point up because one thing I read was that somebody commented that this show was for stoners before they were stoners.
Oh, interesting. I wonder
and
if that
I,
like...
Yeah. I kind of like vibe with it. But I think also I
think I would buy into that. Right, because you hear that about skaters and surfers. Right.
But the whole like aesthetic I think also does fit into it a little
there
bit.
There are like some psychedelic elements to this for sure. Like light, like not like Fantasia or something like or Yellow Submarine, but it's definitely there. It's definitely a weird looking show. I also wrote down on here, you mentioned the lifeguard had met them. Do you remember the lifeguard's name and rank?
Is it Tice or something?
Yeah, the lifeguard's last name is Tice, I believe. Or maybe it's Tyson, but they definitely call him Tice. But I have here he was introduced as the assistant lieutenant, which I don't think is a military designation. I think he's like a lifeguard. But later on in the show, he is singing the Marine themed fight song, so I don't know, maybe he's a Marine but he is in a lifeguard capacity, and I guess he's training the kids or something. That might be more clear in
he has a relationship with them.
I think they're like trainees, so maybe they're trying to be lifeguards too. I don't know. My next note on here is how much time is left. I'm only 7 minutes in, so that might give you an idea.
Yeah, I'm going to really, like, speed through the rest of this plot because I just don't think it's worth breaking down too much. But they're at the skate park. Bruce follows them. Otto does an insane trick. And then, you know, Bruce is, like, on the skate ramp and he messes up. This other kid shows up. They trade him for his mask and cloak to, like, get Bruce home.
Yeah, I thought Bruce in the hoodie was cute for sure.
Yes.
I also thought, like, why? How could Otto have not noticed until the last second that there was a seal there?
Right.
Then when he crashes, the seal licks him, and he's like, Twister, why are you licking me? And I'm like,
that was weird.
Probably a gigantic tongue. Like, you must have a concussion or something if you got that confused.
For reals. And then they try to bring him home. Bruce sneaks off into a neighbor's pool. They get him back. And then they bring him back to the sea. Twister says he's got... His friends you know, are watching him say goodbye to Bruce, and they say, oh, he's got a broken brain but a good heart.
Oh, they said that about Bruce?
No, they said that about Twister.
Oh, yeah. Understandable. I think...
And then...
go ahead.
Oh, and then at the end, Bruce, you know, gives Twister a good lick on the face. As, yeah. You know, a kiss. And then Twister licks Bruce
licks
back.
Licks him back. Yeah. I thought that was a good gag.
No, I thought it was cute. And I have...
I think Twister says, like, I hope you remember me or something. And at that point, Bruce is with a bunch of other seals.
Yeah.
And the seals all start laughing. Like, look at this idiot. Look at this fool. And then Twister's friends, like, clown on him. They're like, oh, yeah, his heart burns for you, Twist. So they even know, like, that he's not going to remember you. Because he's an aquatic animal, yeah. Although they give him like some pretty human traits, so I don't know. It's not like an ET situation. That's basically it for the first episode. Do you have any overall thoughts? And we could just do like a mini heat thermometer for this episode, and we could do an overall one later.
Yeah. No real thoughts. I want to talk about Twister after the second episode. But I will say, when the episode first turned on and I saw the animal, I was in my heart hoping it was an otter.
An otter, yeah.
And then I was hoping it was a sea lion a seal.
Yeah.
And I want to share, I worked at an amusement park when I was, you know, in my teenage years.
I didn't know this.
Oh, I did. And I worked in food.
Was it called Adventureland?
There. It was not.
Okay, because there's a really good movie called Adventureland you should watch.
Yeah, it was owned by Six Flags for a long time, and then it wasn't, and it was one of those situations where it's, you know, gone back and forth. But nonetheless, I worked in food service, and they had a sea lion show that you could go watch, and I ended up working there, and, you know, would ask people if they wanted popcorn and whatever. And one time when I was there, you know, with my friends hanging out off work, because I, you know, worked the show, they let us take a picture with the sea lions.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a picture, and the sea lions literally put their heads, like, right on me. And it was so cool. It was just a really cool experience.
That is really cool. We don't have to do it at the same time, but do you have a rapid response heat thermometer to this first segment?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I'd say, like, a 58.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is like a 19.
Ooh, low.
I did not appreciate the body humor. B-A-W-D-Y. And you, did you have a feeling when that happened, like, that I was not going to like it? Because I know we had a discussion about the movie Shrek, and that was one thing I pointed out that I did not like.
No, I did not think you were going to say that, but I did catch on to that. We're talking about Squid, right?
Wait a minute. Which one's Squid?
The, like, white one. That's his name.
That was the one character's name I did not hear. No, I meant, like, Bruce, and there was a lot of discussions about... I don't know. I don't want to go into it.
Okay,
but
no worries.
There's like a lot of body stuff. B-O-D-Y.
Yeah. I know, there was some comments about Squid. That's why I was like...
Oh, yeah. There was also... Was there? Yeah. I don't like that. I may have like just tuned it out because I don't like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
no, 100%.
Also, the kids were kind of mean to like Twister. Like Twister kind of sucks, but like they were like kind of piling on him. Like he deserved a little more empathy.
I agree.
I thought... Episode 2.
Episode 8B, titled, What's That Smell?
Yeah, see, I mean, even right off the bat, this title does make sense, though. So just to start off, the characters are walking on the beach, and Otto steps on some glass. And the kids are shocked by this. Why is there glass on the beach? Which...
Yeah.
strikes me as odd. I mean, that's just sort of something you realize, is that beaches are pretty polluted. Especially, like, in an industrial sort of place, like we have here. I mean, probably every beach at this point is pretty polluted. But they go to the Lieutenant Tice, and he refers to it as, like, shrapnel or something like that. And he tells them, and I don't know, it's weird, because in a roundabout way, he never says, like, these beaches get polluted. The word pollution never comes up. Did you notice?
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
Not until right now, but you're right.
Because I thought, like, because I remember, like, in the 90s, the mid to late 90s, like, a lot of talk about pollution, and one of the very popular shows was Captain Planet. This did not take that sort of approach. So I was kind of curious what their angle was.
Yeah.
But I guess the lifeguard man tells them, you can basically, like, adopt the beach, but I think he says own the beach.
Yeah.
And that entails cleaning, but he doesn't really say that. So Otto is all in. He's like, yeah, yeah. And he tells him, you could have the beach named after you. He's like, can we call it Rocket Beach? And he's like, I don't see why not. But the other kids are like, Otto, what are you agreeing to right now? And he literally signs some paper. They're like, we don't know what's going to happen. And then the lieutenant says, I'll see you at 0600 tomorrow. And Otto's excited, but Reg says, do you realize 0600 means 6 a.m., a.k.a. an hour before I wake up?
There it is. We wrote that same piece down.
Did you?
Okay, why is it such a big deal if you're getting out 1 hour early? Like, 7 a.m. is very early to get up in the summer as a child, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. 6 a.m. is like...
6 a.m. is obviously worse, but I'd be like, 6 a.m., what do you mean? That's 5 hours before I was going to get up.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Oh, that, like, oh, 1 hour early is, like, not that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's true. It made me wonder, like, is it a school day if she was already waking up that early?
I don't know.
Because I'm like, do these kids go to... Yeah, I think you're right, because there's a comment, like, we still have all day. Like, they try to spin it as, like, a positive that they were up that early. So, yeah, the transition, which I'll say the show does pretty nice transitions from, like, they're in beach attire and then they're in their sort of street clothes. Picking up trash. Twister keeps finding things. He says, oh, ice cream pop. There's, like, brand, fake brands. Oh, it's this, right? And they're like, oh, my God, like, Twister, like, stop. Just, like, stop. I don't know if they say it like that, but I got that impression that as an audience, you're supposed to find it grating. And I kind of did, but I'm not his friend, so I can't. Was there any takeaway? They clean up the whole beach, but then they go surfing. And you can already see trash while they're surfing. And I wrote on my notes, this is great. I wrote, this is great because this is, like, sort of about the futility of, like, individual action, right? You can clean up the beach every day and it's not going to really do anything. They do clean up the beach again. And Twister even notes, you know, he does this whole shtick about, oh, an ice cream pop. Oh, this or that.
Yeah.
And then he notes, he says, wait a minute, this is the same trash I picked up before. And he says, quote, it's like it's going to happen every day. And there's even a brief image of him as a very old man repeating the same things, which I thought was a great gag.
Me too.
And I wrote, this is about the futility of life in general. Like, it's very Sisyphusian, right? And it made me think of, you know, getting up and doing the same thing every day and just that monotony. And I thought, this is great. I like this a lot. Real quick, before I go into that, I did skip one note. At the point in the beginning of the episode when Otto... Actually, I'll get into that at the end when we talk about things I liked. But just moving through the plot, someone asks, how come it's messy again? I think Squid at one point says, oh, you know, in computer coding, when you find an error, you go back to the source and try to find it there. So I think they see a trash collecting a truck.
Yeah,
a dump
they
truck.
Go to the dumpster.
So they follow the it truck. To the dumpster. They see it, the truck, and they see the way it loads trash, and they realize the pile never gets any higher. So I thought it was pretty smart for the show. It's not something I would have realized. So I guess they determine that it's going into some hole that's going right into the ocean. Do you recall, did they stop? Like, did they get them to stop doing this or what? Because the beach is clean.
Yeah, it was really, like, sped up, but it was like they went to somebody, talked to them. It was like literally like a quick scene, and then you see him patching up the hole.
Okay. So they try to make it like, okay, it was an honest mistake or whatnot, so a little bit.
Well, I'm not even sure if it, yeah, it was brushed over instead of being like, hey, yeah, this is a problem. But it was ultimately solved. Like, it was done in an okay way. Like, it definitely could have had a better message about that, but I think, like, it was okay.
I think that wraps it up, right? And they show them that it is called Rocket Power Beach at the end. Or no, Rocket Beach.
Yeah.
At some point, someone says, oh, look, they're naming the beach after us. Otto says that. And then someone says, no, they're naming it after you. Because I guess their last name is... The Reg's Rocket. Last name is also Rocket, yeah. So, any thoughts on this episode, on this segment?
No.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of takeaways. There was one funny gag when the lieutenant says, I need precise coordinates of where you found the, where Otto stepped on the thing. And Squid says, down by the water. And then it shows them taking him to it. And I thought that was funny, right? Because he asked for coordinates, and they're on an island, so.
Good luck.
I don't know. I thought that was a good gag. Rapid response heat thermometer for this one?
60.
Okay, so you like this one a little bit better?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I'll say 60 as well.
So a lot better.
Yeah. This had less gross things in it.
Definitely more of a, like, a not adult theme, but a mature theme.
It had, like, a through line. It wasn't just, like, because a lot of stories are, like, this character is doing a foolish thing, and he's going to keep doing it until he realizes he can't. And I don't even think he really realized he couldn't in that other one. It just sort of trickled out. Where this one, you have characters, they have a problem, and they solve it. There's a first,
this, I will say, the second, 8B does have a full circle with a moral. Yeah,
some act.
And you didn't see that in the first one. I thought at first it was like, don't feed wild animals.
Or don't try to domesticate a wild animal.
But it never
Yeah.
It never finished that circle.
Because that is like a real problem. Because sometimes like little sea lions and stuff will wash ashore and people think, oh, I'll put them in my fridge or freezer or something until the authorities come here. But they're like, no, don't even do that. Just call them right away. Yeah.
Right.
Any
general thoughts about the episode? Yeah, the episodes, both of them as a whole, because I have a few.
Yeah, I thought some of, I know I said the show was way too loud, but I thought some of the sound design was good. Like, mm-hmm. And some of the more quiet parts when there wasn't music, you do hear, like, seagulls and stuff, and a little bit of crashing waves, but I thought that could have been a lot better, because, I mean, to me, the ocean and the beach is such a specific feeling, and I don't think it really comes across. Like, for instance, Hey Arnold, you really do get, like, New York vibes and things like that there. And I haven't been to Hawaii, so I don't know, but this isn't the impression I get when I think of it, or from talking to people who've been there. It seems the world seems very small in this. And I know it's like a group of kids, but it just doesn't seem broad to me. It doesn't seem, there's no real, the vibe is like very, it's weird because the show's so loud in a lot of ways, but it's also muted in a lot of ways.
I will say the one thing that I did enjoy about this is it fits in with this 90s Nickelodeon theme of having shows that are like very specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a very specific theme, right? Like these kids do these different sports in Hawaii, surfing, skateboarding, roller skating. Rugrats are like little baby. I mean, they're babies. Wild Thornberries are like on safaris in Africa. Hey Arnold is like, you know, urban
setting. Yeah.
Yeah. Like very specific. And, you know, I don't know what Nickelodeon has today, but I know that like in comparison to like Disney and what I've seen, some of the Disney Channel shows I watched as a young person to like now, it fits more of the same, like, storyline over and over and over again. And I just feel like this, the one thing that Rocket Power has going for it is that it is different. Like, it's a different,
I think that is a positive,
general storyline. Like, the essence of it is different. And I appreciate that because it's not something we're going to watch over and over again.
I agree. I think
that's my biggest, like, I think it's the biggest advantage that the show has.
That's a really nice description of Nickelodeon, and I haven't really thought about that before, but it makes sense, right? Because you get this glimpse into these other worlds. Like, if it does, if it does sort of reflect your reality, right, then it's, like, cool to see yourself there. But if even if it doesn't, it's like, oh, that's something other kids are doing, and that's really cool. Maybe that's something I want to do. Like, I'm sure this show probably got kids into extreme sports and things like that.
Good thing you brought that up, because
I think I know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
Is this a Wikipedia?
Yep.
I read that too. I died about
it. I laughed so hard at that.
What a great segue. So on Wikipedia, again, donate if you can. There's a section on reception for Rocket Power as a whole. And it says, I'm going to just straight read this from the website.
Go for it.
Common Sense Media gives the series a 3 out of 5 stars, writing, quote, parents need to know that watching this show just might inspire future X Games participation. The kids, never without a skateboard, bike, hockey stick, or surfboard, perform incredible stunts seemingly without risk of injury. A boy with less sports ability than the other shows, shows kids that it's okay to need a lot of practice and only take the risks you're personally comfortable with, end quote.
I thought that last point about Squid was actually kind of nice. And one thing I noted in the show, at one point they're all running, but Squid is on roller skates. And I was like, oh, that like makes sense, right? Me too. I can't run. But
I can't walk. I feel like so many people walk faster than me, and it's so hard to keep up, and it's just like makes walking with people miserable. So
I when I was reading that piece that you read and hearing you read it again, I was thinking when it said parents should take note, your child may want to do extreme sports. I was like, do they mean that as a negative thing? Because I have read a lot of Common Sense Media reviews. I used to actually love to read them about like clearly R-rated movies, and they would go through like bit by bit, like, someone gets shot, this happens, that happens, and they would like detail everyone. But yeah, I was like, is that a positive or negative? Also, they mentioned like a hockey stick. I'm like, oh yeah, famously that extreme sport, hockey.
Also, to me, if you took out that piece about skateboard, bike, hockey stick, or surfboard, that whole quote or review is completely acceptable. Like, yeah, parents should know that, like, if they're watching this, kids might try to do crazy stunts without injury. That's fine. But the fact that they're pointing out those four sports, I feel like, leads into some other stereotypes about kids that participate really in first three. I mean, surfing a little bit, maybe less, but
right, because it's pretty inaccessible. But yeah, like, I remember hearing adults talk about skaters, like, no, I won't, hold on, I won't like blow up anyone's spot, but I knew some skaters, and adults in my life would be like, oh yeah, they smoke weed or whatever, and I knew them, and I knew they didn't, and I'm like, no, like, they definitely don't, and they're like, no, all skaters do, and I'm like, no, these kids are like squares, like, they're like, you know, I mean, because they're like, people don't realize the subcultures of skating, but they're like straight edge skaters, these particular people I'm talking about were Christian skaters, and not that, you know, there aren't Christian skaters that smoke or whatnot, but I knew they didn't. I'm like telling this adult, like, no, I know these kids, I'm not gonna lie to you, it's not what they're doing. And besides, like, the stereotypes about sports, I mean, I understand maybe there is some truth to it, but isn't the other stereotype that like smoking might make you like lethargic? These kids don't seem lethargic in the show, you know, so I'm like, I don't know how old they were supposed to be. Like, maybe they're way too young to even be doing that stuff.
I think they're supposed to be young. One other comment I want to just quickly mention.
Yes. You had a Twister point.
With Twister. I have a little bit of a soft spot for Twister.
Yeah. Why is that?
And I'm going to share why. There's a few moments in both episodes where he reminds me of my nephew.
Oh yeah.
And one of them is when he is picking up trash and he's like, "Oh, Freezy Pop. I love Freezy Pops.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Bubblegum. Like I love bubblegum." Thing.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's a lot of kids. Like he embodies young kids for the most part in a great way. I wish he wasn't like, they didn't portray him as so like,
he's very dumb.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I don't think that's
clearly
fair.
What
like,
they're
I don't
trying
think
to get
kids
across,
are dumb. Yeah. They need to learn, right? Like, yeah, I don't like that stereotype.
Making him more naive, I think, would have been fine. Like, they're getting there, but right, they make him, like, straight up, like, dumb. And, like,
that's why I liked that, like, piece. Like, I thought that was funny. And maybe it's because we eat Freezy Pops, so the idea of somebody saying, "Oh, Freezy Pops," like, that happens every day in the summer.
That is
like,
cute. Yeah.
I'm used to that. But yeah, I thought that was kind of, I thought it was cute, but I do, that's why I liked Twister, but I also think that like the show could have improved on that.
Yeah. They also stereotype. Like, keep making reference to how dirty his room is and things like that. And I think at the end of the first episode, he's like, "Yeah, you know, my mom does want me to clean the room.
Yeah.
Can you guys help me out with that?" And they just give him like a blank stare, like, "No." I'm like, oh, that's like, it's kind of neat. Like, I thought it was gonna end with them like helping him, but they're like, "No, Twister, you're like bad. You're like a bad person." Because that's like the through line in the two episodes was like bagging on him in his room and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a total square. Like, there was like some kind of mean spiritedness in the show that I didn't recognize from. Like, for instance, in Hey Arnold and Rugrats, you do have a mean character, but, like, it's made clear that, like, they have a mean streak and, like, that it could come from other things. Whereas this show, like, the baseline of it wasn't totally mean, but it was, like, pretty mean, and it wasn't that
Instead
far
of having
under
one
the surface.
Mean character, everyone just, like, kind of had mean moments.
Yeah. I'll say maybe except Twister. And maybe except Squid, too.
Yeah.
They actually, now that I think about it, just the Rockets were mean.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I wouldn't be shocked if like the girl was mean because she's older, so you get that like the older sister thing, like Angelica and the Rugrats.
Yeah, she, that's true. And she
that could have, but not enough to make it the enemy, right? Like it was like either be one or the other.
Yeah,
kind
of. I think it would have been fine if they only had her mean because she was kind of mean in a clever way. Like it is pretty clear that she is like older than them, and I thought, okay, that's sweet, but like. Otto was also mean. Maybe he's like the best at sports or something, but he does. Maybe that is kind of realistic though, because kids like have weird ways of appointing their leaders and whatnot.
Right.
But I think the show could have been stronger if they made Reggie like the alpha, and then maybe Otto's insecure a little bit. I don't know. Maybe he gets. I don't know. Then again, I don't recall ever seeing. This show very much before.
Do we want to do overall heat thermometers?
Sure. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I'm rating mine as.
And this is just based off of this episode or your entire history with the show?
I'm just going to say like this episode
for this,
like overall in terms of like where we're at with, you know, all of the ratings. Okay, I got it.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three,
60,
50, just straight 50. I'm neutral. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I don't think I would watch it again.
Yeah.
I think that I should say like I would maybe watch another episode. And if another episode had two good parts, I just think that like the first one was lacking. Like I was way more excited at the beginning because of my relationship and because of like the animal. I was like, oh, this is going to be cute.
Yeah.
And it's just there was no storyline.
I agree. Okay, ready? Three.
Yeah.
Two. One.
38. 30.
Okay.
I would
actually,
love,
now that now that I think about it, maybe 30. Yeah.
A little bit lower.
Yeah, I don't know. I there was.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not a bad show. I think
that's
what I want to get across.
Because like the vibes,
parents,
especially
if you're listening, you can allow your children to watch Rocket Power.
Maybe not. I was thinking about, I don't know if you ever saw that that footage of Mr. Rogers talking to Congress about why PBS needs funding. And he says, like, one thing is that so much of kids' programming, he calls it bombardment. Like, they're bombarded mm-hmm. with, like, loud images, loud noises, and, like, a lot of advertising and things like that. And that's why you need funding for things like Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers. And I couldn't help but think, like, maybe he was talking about this show. Well, maybe
I
he wasn't.
Like, we can't
I think
make that assumption on one episode.
That's true.
Because to me, the second episode teaches a good lesson. The second part of the episode.
What is it?
Yeah, I think it teaches kids about pollution. Also, I think it depends
what
age
group.
I
mean,
what
age group. They did not mention pollution.
Okay, but like throwing trash on the beach or just like having trash on the beach.
But they don't even say that. They don't even say like other people are throwing trash on the beach. Like they even avoid the trap of saying it's individual action. So not,
that's true.
Not only do they not say it's like a systemic thing, which fine, that's okay that they didn't mention that, but they don't even try to do the simple route of saying it's an individual thing. They try to say, oh, it's some sort of problem, but it can easily be fixed. Yeah,
what
I didn't find that.
What good. Age range do you think this is geared for? Because I think that would maybe change
eight
my perception.
To 12.
See, and I'm thinking younger. I'm thinking like 5 to 8. Which is why I think that the message is there.
Yeah, maybe.
But what age do kids
start doing these sports, though? Like, 8-year-olds are not skateboarding. Like, 10 and 12-year-olds are, though.
Yeah, but I have my 5-year-old nephew. He is on a bike and a roller skates.
Is there anywhere?
Yeah, I would love to know. Because yeah. I would say, like, if it was really up for, like, 8 to 10-year-olds, then I don't think the message would be...
Because I see
like it's strong enough, but if it was for a 5 to 7-year-old, I would say like, yeah, like you have to have something very simple, which is this is good or this is bad.
Yeah.
You know, I want
to
look it up.
To a modern 5-year-old, that doesn't surprise me that they're skating and biking and stuff. But back then, they didn't really make stuff that small as much or wasn't as accessible. I feel like even like 13 or 14-year-olds might be into the show.
See, yeah, that's way crazy. I would have not thought that. How do you think I should find that?
Here we go. Common sense.
Media. Yep.
7+. Okay, so like between parents.
Yeah,
say
I take everything.
Plus, kids say 7.
I take things back that I just said because I think, yeah, you're right. I don't think the message is strong enough. I really thought this was geared to younger audience where the message needs to be like so simple. But yeah, I think.
This is interesting.
Not what I would have expected. So.
Did this review miss something on diversity? Research shows a connection between kids' healthy self-esteem and positive, diverse representations in books, TV shows, and movies. Want to help us find them? Suggest a diversity update. I'm guessing they included that last year. But, I mean, that is something to talk about. And I don't think these reviews, these parent reviews, based on what I've seen on here, capture that. But... yeah, it is something different. This is a show that's not predominantly white, which a lot of shows at the time were. So I will say to that point, that's good. That's like a good thing.
Also, at a base level,
that's fine. Yeah.
I also liked, and I didn't bring this up earlier, but I liked that the cartoon characters were like not, they weren't like a normal like looking person.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Stick figure. Like they had some edge to them. The
yeah.
second piece,
the,
and
the design
when
I thought
came,
was fine, yeah.
Yes. And it fit overall the whole like aesthetic. The second piece of that is I appreciated that Reggie was mm-hmm. not like sexualized at all.
That
like,
is a good thing, yeah.
That I will say, like, that's one thing that I've noticed with cartoons, especially like
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes the female characters are sexualized and it's unbelievable and it's not needed.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that she had purple hair, but you would never think like,
yeah.
that's crazy. Like I appreciated that everything was different and it worked and it wasn't, you watched it and you were like, this is cool. Like, this is awesome.
The way they dress too is very functional. Like
right.
sometimes they put like female characters and girls like in these outfits and whatnot. But yeah, she is wearing like, I guess a crop top. But why wouldn't she? She was surfing. You know, I mean, surfers, that's how they dress and stuff like that, especially at the time. So,
yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought the character design was good. I thought their heads were big, and I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
It was very cute looking. It makes them look, like, younger. I thought that was nice. I like that she was a lot taller than them, too, because that's a very common thing, even if they were the
right.
same age. But I know she's a little older. Maybe a little older. The purple I just overall thought that was cool.
It just their helmets that did stick out to
their
me.
Different helmets were cool. I feel like we saw a lot of different outfits and things like that.
So we did, yeah. Cool. I appreciated that too.
A lot of animation is like so cheap that they'll wear like the same thing, but yeah, it makes sense. They're doing different activities, knee pads, helmets, things like that. Okay, they're safe. So I don't know. Common sense, give them a little more credit.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think they do deserve some more credit.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts? I mean, we can talk about, I think we already know what we're going to watch next time because we
spun it last week and we are going to be watching the hit Hulu show, and I'm vamping because I cannot remember the name, but do not tell me. I think it's called The Handmaid's Tale.
A Handmaid's Tale, yeah.
A Handmaid's Tale?
I'm excited a little bit, or I'm a little bit excited. I think it's something completely different than what we've watched before. Looking forward to switching it up with, I like this back and forth we're doing with, you know, shorter episodes versus longer episodes. This is also by far the newest thing we've watched, right?
No, we watched Nashville last week.
When did Nashville come out? Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you were talking about compared to Rocket Power.
Oh, no. I meant like just overall.
Well,
I think
that episode of All American came out in January.
Oh, that was this year.
March of this
year.
Do you have an original air date for Rocket Power by any chance?
Yeah, I thought I mentioned it, but I haven't.
Oh, yeah, you did. It was early 2001.
It was, yep, January 19th, 2001.
Do you think they canceled? When was the last episode?
July 20th, 2004.
Okay, so it was during the Iraq War.
Very shortly after a family member of mine was born. So.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like days after that. It's really That's weird, nice. Actually. Yeah.
Do you think if you showed? Well, maybe. Let me. But
also, do you?
Do you think if you showed this to a younger person, they would like it?
I don't know. I kind of want to watch make my niece and nephew watch it. They like love some of the stuff that I watch. Like I told you, I Nashville. Had them watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
And they freaking loved it. Like they're like, let's go outside and like pretend we're lost in the backyard.
There's something. As a kid, I loved the idea of like being small, and things.
The Lego.
Yeah.
Well, that's so it. Good, yeah. The imagery in that movie is so freaking spot on.
It's
so good.
The cereal.
Like, yes, they loved it. Like that was a really big hit for them. Goonies was up there. What's something that's like Flubber? They weren't like super into.
You got to show them the 60s Flubber. It's good.
Yeah, well, I wanted to have them watch either Jungle to Jungle.
Oh man, is that the one with Tim Allen?
Yes.
Isn't there like a weird.
Oh my god, no, I don't remember any.
There were like a series of jungle movies that like had the same premise, and one of them had that in it. I'm gonna Google that. This might not make.
Yeah. Sense, please, no, I shouldn't. And then the other one that I want to have them watch is like the original Jumanji because it's so good.
That's very good. Yeah.
Oh my god, I hope it's not that show movie because then I really am not wanting to watch it.
Tim Allen ought to be banished to the jungle. Jungle to Jungle provides little to laugh about.
I think it was funny.
Okay. I'll get back to you on that other thing.
Please do.
Hi, this is Dee after the fact, and I just want to say the movie I was thinking of is called Krippendorf's Tribe.
Media might actually be a good resource here. But, back to the podcast. I was going to say, do you know what a good alternative title for this, for the second segment of the episode could have been?
I don't know.
Don't trust the beach in apartment 23.
Oh, there it is. There it is, folks.
All right.
I feel like on another note, whether we edit this out or not, but I feel like every single, you know, as much as I hate Friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know how every episode's like the one where they.
Oh, I hate that.
Our episode titles could just be the play, like a play on Don't Trust the Beat. Because you remember, you're like, don't trust the QB apartment.
Yeah, that'd be good. And don't, for Nashville, don't trust the B sharp or B flat. Some other musical thing. What other shows have we done?
All America. Oh, no, that was the QB. I think having Rhoda? A funny quote would still be
good. Rhoda actually could just be, don't trust the B in apartment 23. And the B is her sister.
Brenda.
And then we did the rap game. Don't trust the beat in apartment 23.
I feel like it would run out so quick, though.
No, I don't think we would.
Well, we can maybe do it.
We'll do it.
I like it.
Do you want to spin the wheel again, or is that not?
I thought we're doing The Handmaid's Tale.
We are doing The Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, we could just spin the wheel next week. All right, well, that's been the show, everybody. Thank you so much.
And if you can, please donate to Wikipedia.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.
Bye.